given that we are now moving to a society in which just about everything is being delivered, we're breaking all sorts of records for online sales this Christmas season, and next year we'll break those records, and the following year it'll be more than that. And we're now seeing delivery going to every kind of thing that you could imagine. Grocery delivery is a front, it's not a frontier. This is just an avalanche, a sea change that's occurring as we speak. Where grocery delivery went from a tiny little thing that was done for a few shut-ins to something that one or two companies like Peapod got involved in, and now every major grocery chain in the United States is doing it, and they're all setting up to doing it in a big way. It still blows me away that somebody will call Jimmy John's to have one sandwich delivered. Every fast food restaurant chain is going to have to consider delivery, all of them, because the others are all doing it. So we're obviously moving toward a direction of a society in which we have gone to places to get stuff, to stuff being brought to us. Here's one thing we haven't picked up on yet or figured out how to deal with that's a ramification of that. There is a major crime wave going on right now with people stealing packages left at people's doors. This is an enormous issue. Amazon says they're simply factoring it in to their cost of doing business, the number of items that they have to replace because they were stolen at the door. Unless you specifically say that you want to have, you know, sign for the product, meaning that you have to be there, generally speaking, the delivery people are going to leave it at the door. Sometimes if they can fit it inside the door, it's inside your storm door and before the main door. If it's a big box, it's just sitting on the stoop. This stuff's being stolen like crazy. There is one thing that's happening in response to this. You want to find a product that is hot this Christmas season. These Ring doorbells are just, they're just all the thing. In fact, Ring was the first company that I was aware of that started. There's a zillion companies that are out there doing it. And what it is they put a camera inside your doorbell. And you could see to the moon with these things. And they're high def and they're clear. But even with them, they're not of much use if the person who's stealing your stuff is doing a good job of hiding his or her face when they come up to steal it. Now, West Allis police are seeking people's help. They show it a guy here stealing a big giant box from inside of somebody's house. The woman, the family involved had a Ring video doorbell, and it's captured the image. And you see the guy, and he's staring right away. Look at this box he's carrying away. Paul says that guy's all over Facebook. Now, if he was a better thief, he'd wear a ski mask or something and just pull it over his face when he was walking up to the door when he's stealing it. But the thieves are pretty stupid too. They're going to have to catch up with the times. Here's the point that I'm driving at with regard to this, though. This is, for the people that are stealing these boxes, a no-risk crime. It is very unlikely that if you steal a few Amazon packages in people's house, that you're going to get prison. And they know this. We have this movement in society for alternatives to incarceration, and you're seeing widespread public support, count me out, for not sending to prison so-called non-violent criminals. Well, somebody who steals something from somebody's door is, by definition, a non-violent criminal. The people that are doing these thefts, sometimes it's drug addicts and others it's just opportunistic thieves. They know it is very, very likely that even if caught, all they will get is probation in order to make restitution. That if they don't do, nobody's going to revoke them. It's a no harm, no foul crime from their perspective. If I get caught, I got to give back something equal to the amount of the stuff that I got that I stole. And if I don't get caught, it's just all mine. When we talk about, and I bring this topic up because I am seeing this notion of alternatives to incarceration for so-called nonviolent criminals infecting way too many Republicans. It's bad enough that this lame-brained idea has taken hold among liberals. It's disgraceful to me to see conservative lawmakers advocating it, and maybe some soft-headed Republicans who live out in the suburbs who think it's a good idea, until, of course, the thieves go up and start swiping stuff from the front doors of, say, people in Cedarburg and Mequon. Maybe it will start to occur to them that the crime problem can affect you as well. Whenever you make the decision in advance that you're not going to punish someone and not incarcerating them means you're not punishing them, probation is not a punishment. Probation is even less than going off and having to stand in the corner like when you were a kid. At least then you had to stand in the corner. When you were on probation, you don't have to do anything other than show up to see the probation agent, and if you don't show up, they don't violate you anymore anyway. Anyway, this is an increasingly big problem of people who are having things delivered to their home. Unless you're at home when the stuff shows up, you're playing Russian roulette in terms of whether or not the stuff's going to be stolen or not. Now, if somebody orders a sandwich from Jimmy John's, nobody's going to steal that because you wouldn't order the sandwich from Jimmy John's unless you were home to get the Jimmy John's sandwich. Who's home all the time that all their Amazon stuff is coming? As a PS to that, more and more people are, of course, having the delivery sent to their work if their company allows it to be accepted. But some employers of large companies are no longer doing it because their reception desks have hundreds. I mean, imagine, say, Northwestern Mutual. You think their mailroom wants to shuttle 97 billion packages around all over the place? It's going to be something that this industry is going to have to sort out. As I say, the doorbell cameras are a help in having the photos that are out there, but the thieves are going to adapt to that. And if you're willing to walk up to somebody's door and walk away with a box, often in broad daylight, you're certainly not going to be concerned if somebody is suspicious because you just pulled a ski mask over your head. And here's the thing about it. Let's suppose you pull the ski mask over your face and you go up and all of a sudden somebody comes to the door. You can just claim you were going to knock on the door. Oh, wrong house, sorry. Yeah, you say that with your dog. Well, then what you're going to see, if you train your dog to go after anybody who just comes to the door, the next thing you know, your dumb dog is going to be eating up the mailman or somebody. It's the problem. There is no out other than accepting that when people steal stuff from other people, they ought to go to jail. And until we accept that, and we're not accepting it right now because everybody's into, well, it's a nonviolent crime, who do we think these, well, but nonviolent, but I don't mean this, and I don't mean that. Well, then what exact nonviolent crime do you mean? Well, drug possession. Nobody's going to prison because they're possessing drugs. The people that are going to prison are the ones that are selling drugs.